Assemblymember Bill Steyer's resolution for the municipality to take a more active role in dealing with the city's roaming bears had lain dormant just about as long as those Bruins have been hibernating. When a couple of his colleagues urged delaying action to next month, Steyer balked. He said even with a special public safety meeting on the bears scheduled for next week and an administration resolution ready for submission, it was simply time to act on his proposal.
It was submitted on October 28th after a previous public safety meeting where we heard it was posted, and now we've gone a full winter. I'm not inclined to postpone anymore.
City Manager Heather Handyside suggested that the evening's assembly discussion was lacking technical input from state fish and game representatives who had spoken at previous public hearings. Fish and Game is responsible for wildlife management in the region, including within the municipality of Anchorage. Steyer acknowledged the state's role in management. He questioned the safety aspect.
I don't get a sense that in the management of the wildlife that the citizen's safety will come first. That's why I'm adamant that we sort of move the topic either up or down.
In last night's public hearing, Phyllis Whitewater from the South Fork Eagle River area said she wanted mandatory bear-proof garbage receptacles as at least a partial solution to the problem. In response to a question from Assemblymember Debbie Osiander, Whitewater noted that garbage was not the direct cause when a bear charged some children.
It occurred because the brown bear killed a small moose calf and buried it in my yard. So the kids were playing in the neighborhood, not near the bear, but near enough to the kill site that the bear charged.
Okay.
They came out, and their advice was that we all stay in our houses for a few days.
That was the advice?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
Dave Keddington testified he wanted to see the city take a more active role in bear control. He said the current system was inadequate.
No less than five times last year, you know, we had some type of a bear incident that was highly publicized, and even after the fifth time, we drug our feet for a couple more days before we finally took some action. So I'd kind of like to have my neighborhood back, and I'd kind of like to have my park back.
Bob Gill from Eagle River's South Fork area thought Fish and Game was responding appropriately. Gill had collected neighborhood signatures urging an education program plus more lockable trash cans. He also wanted restraint over any proposed bear hunts.
If you had a brown bear hunt in the back of the valley, people really wouldn't complain about that. But as far as having a bear cop, most people feel that's duplicative. And as far as having a hunt in the South Fork area, I can tell you that has gone over like a lead balloon. People, they do not want to hunt in that area. The houses are too close and they feel it's way too dangerous.
Steyer himself moved to remove two sections of his resolution backing hunting options on the Hillside and Eagle River areas. As passed by a 9-2 vote last night, the city manager will oversee a contract seasonal wildlife safety specialist who will address, rather than manage, the city's nuisance and dangerous bears, as well as develop municipal policies toward aggressive bears. That task would include looking at the impact of salmon stocking and land development policies. The wildlife specialist will launch educational programs and have the power to enforce trash policies, including, quote, proactive and corrective action toward repeat offenders. Steyer's resolution may have passed, but the assembly conversation concerning Anchorage's bear situation will continue. After the vote, Public Safety Committee Chair Mike Terrace told KSKA he still plans on holding a two-hour evening meeting for the public to present its various views on Anchorage's bears. That meeting is scheduled for Thursday, April 23rd, beginning at 6 o'clock in the assembly chambers of the Lusac Library. For KSKA, this is Len Anderson.